My name's John Wright from BBC Radio Suffolk, and this is my sound. Now, actually, I'm cheating because I'm kind of using two sounds. First of all, this sound is the absence of my sound. And as we just stand here, it's a little bit windy, a little bit cold, but very still, very calm, very tranquil. And then every 10 minutes or so, we get this. And one of the many trains goes past because we're right next to Needham Market Station. And my sound is all about the lake here. Just to describe the geography, we've got this stretch of land between the A14 and the main train track, which runs from Ipswich on to Stowmarket and then to Bury St Edmunds. And in between, we've got Needham Lake, and we've got the River Gipping going along just alongside it as well. See, there's this beautiful contrast of really well looked after, well cared for nature, and then thundering man-made transport just rattling along by every 10, 15 minutes or so.
I used to come here a lot with my girlfriend. She's away in Venezuela at the moment, so I just thought I'd be sentimental and just have a little walk round. Yeah, it's just beautiful. Beautiful, and it's nice walks going up to Stowmarket, and further down the track, there's some horses down there, and you can see the fish in the river just over there. Yeah, it's nice.
How long has she been away?
Last sort of 3 months ago, because she's just finishing university. So it's a romantic place. We used to have picnics just over the other side of the lake and things like that. So yeah, it's nice and feedable. Although she's actually scared of the birds when they all come swarming around. But
they do get quite vicious here, actually.
Yeah,
I just feed them
with my hand.
So while she's away, coming here actually has an extra layer of meaning to you.
It does, yeah.
He's 3 and he's nearly 2, but we just popped down today and it's a bit wet. So they've just been splashing in puddles. We usually pop down in the summer, don't we, and have a picnic, feed the ducks. Yeah, they love to run about. I love being outside. Yeah, I do love being outside. I live in the country, so we're used to being outdoors. Yeah, it's very good.
There's an absolute frenzy going on. The last bits of bread have just been thrown out, and the seagulls are swarming in, trying to steal it off the ducks. It's almost as if the geese are keeping score. And as soon as you stand on the edge here, they come up and swarm right round you, right up close to you.
Yeah, I sort of come here a few times a week and feed them.
They're very bold, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, aren't they? Yeah. Quite tame here.
They're very used to people, so we've got a mix of Canada geese, ducks, seagulls, this big white goose.
Yes, again, don't you?
Have you ever had your fingers nipped?
Only by one, that one over there with the orange beak. That one's got a sharp bite to it, but all the rest are quite tame.
Because you're just holding the bread out and they're taking it straight out of your hand. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. I'll do it to that. And the swans are quite tame as well. You can do it with them as well. Quite happy, quite like it here. Yeah.